Today we're going to have an interesting topic that I called "There Where No One Was." There Where No One Was. You and I, people, always base ourselves on what we've seen. We are the people that can't only start, can just start to dream of something that we haven't seen. When you lived in Russia, in Ukraine, in Belarus, you dream to buy a Moskvich, a Russian old car. Isn't it? That was maybe Lada, Jiguar, a little bit better car. Sorry, bicycle Ukraine, popular bicycle. My friend, something changed since you got here. Amen? For some reasons, the plans and the dreams changed again. I'm telling you about the human side, human nature, what we as humans experience there where no one was before. Today we're going to speak, going to talk about if you haven't seen something, you can't desire this, dream of this, 100% you can't move towards that. Going to talk today about such a unique topic that helped me fulfill myself in my life. And today some people will try to do some steps after this service, maybe in a month. But I want this topic to give, to push you to something, to move you forward to something you have never seen and to those places you have never been. Therefore, our dreams, our view of the world, everything that we understand, everything that we dream of, everything that we desire is always based, always on what we have seen. On what maybe God has revealed to you. And I am going to tell you that the most terrible thing for me is where everybody is. Because where everyone is, I will inherit what everyone else will inherit. Amen? Therefore, if you want to get out of the mob and make a step aside, this is not common in our culture. We live with all the people and we die in all the people in the herd. And if someone wants to get out of this herd, we need to become a white crow, or even worse, to become a man who is despised, mocked and hated by all the people because he doesn't want to think as the herd. He just wants to think as he wants to think. Amen? But I have the right to dream, not about a Zaporozhets, the worst car, but a Mercedes 600. At least, do I have the right to dream of in the future, or maybe you as a businessman, not about a bicycle Ukraine, but of your own, your personal jet? I don't dream. So, don't dream. Don't desire. Don't watch. You know, I was reading one time the story of a businessman who was starting from small things. He was working in a small office. He dreamed to reach something. He dreamed of becoming the boss of this office. But inside, he was a millionaire. He had a big corporation inside of him, in his heart. Until he got into a very strange place. I don't recall exactly that place. He had to take something to some place. So he drove, I think that was New York. It was a big skyscraper. And he's coming in. And he was told to take some things to a business or a person. He didn't know what a corporation is. He couldn't realize that a corporation is not just one office, one secretary, and one computer person who is typing something on a typewriter. An office is thousands of people in an 80-story building. A corporation is not when you gather just for your little car. The corporation is allowing you to have your own plane. My dear friends, I just want to stretch your Russian minds, brains, okay? I'm sorry, the Soviet brains. Russian, Ukrainian, it's, but the Soviet brains. You and I, we need to understand that to even start to dream of something, you know, to get somewhere in another place, or at least to go somewhere as a guest, and to look what people drive, how people live, what people dream of, how they pray, where are they moving. And then after that, maybe you'll be able to make a decision that you want to do with your life. Amen. Sometimes not having the full information, the full picture, not having enough possibilities, we decide what we have seen. We are based on what we know. And try to convince that person that he is wrong, who is based on his information alone, who is based on his worldview. He is right. Do you understand what I'm talking about? But he's not right from the point of view of a person who has seen something more and is dreaming of something much wider. From his point of view, he is far from being right. With his potential, he can reach much more. He can do something much bigger in his life. A businessman can be called a person who is winding a little bulb in a little device, and then he's sending. This is his business. He's placing the bulbs in the device, and then he's sending this. This is also a business. And a businessman can be a person who is holding not one skyscraper and not two skyscrapers, but in very downtown, he has one skyscraper. My dear friends, there where no one was. This dilemma exists between God and us ever in our life, with our friends, with our worldview, because we are people who are so easy to be lied to be shaken, and we are accepting so quickly the wrong decisions in our life based on the very little information. People who live in a village where there are 5 houses, and he is not going to leave this village to anywhere. He will find a bride for him in these 5 houses. Do you understand what I'm talking about? But we need to understand, church, there is something much more and much bigger choice. Amen. I want to make you understand. I want to stretch your understanding, your worldview, that in order to start something, in order to start dreaming something great, you need at least to go there where you have never been. You need to see something that you have never seen. Do you remember Israel? God has this dilemma from the very beginning of the creation of man, Israel. He's taken Israel out of Egypt. Tell me, the dreams of Israel, were they based on what Moses told them or on what they have seen? The dreams of Israel, were they based only on that? What they've seen? Yes. What have they seen? Have they seen much in their life? Tell me, please. Okay, let's list it. Onion, garlic, meat, and their pots, enough, and work. 24/7. My difference. Based upon this information, Israel made a choice. Are you here or you're not here? Are you here at all? I don't want to stand here and just to sing you songs. I want you to, when you leave this place, think about this. Do I have enough information for moving forward? Do I have enough information to even start dreaming? If I don't even think to dream, because you can't dream if you don't have the right information. Because everything that you're dreaming of is the rusty Moskvich in the spiritual world, spiritual realm. I know people that dream of Zaporozhets. And I know that until this day, there is someone who, until even now, dreams of a Zaporozhets. Again, this is an old bad car, Ukrainian car. This tells us that the human being is limited in his dreams, in his moving forward. He needs something. I'm not going to open this passage in the Bible, but when you and I, we are watching Israel, God was always telling Israel, you will come into a land where there is milk and honey, you will live in houses that you didn't build, you'll enjoy, you'll have victory, you'll have life. Then, in order to transmit to Israel how good it is in the promised land, Moses sent 12 spies. My dear friends, why were the spies sent? Why do you send spies? For one only reason, my dear friends, to see, to stretch out their worldview for your dreams to become different ones, not just to be filled with onion and to drink enough water, but for you to see that there is a wide land that God has given to you. And by going there, 10, they became even worse because they didn't want to deal with all the dangers, with the little problems. I'm calling this tiny little problems because this land, God said, He has already given to Israel. It means that there shouldn't have been losses, the minimal losses maybe if they were. Because when God is given, He's given you in a perfect way, even if they didn't go. With war, God said, they would have been victorious anyway. But because some people, 10 out of 12, didn't want, God left the majority and they poisoned the rest of the society. But these two, we are reading about them. This is Caleb and Joshua, who saw something. Amen? They saw something there. And they were tearing their clothes on themselves. They were shouting into the people, into the multitude. They were saying, we must go there. Because for the first time, these two young men, they've seen something that they've never seen in their lives. They've seen before Egypt. When they came out of Egypt, they were teens. But when the time came to conquer, they became mature men. But when they were sent, they were young. How long did they walk around the mountain? For 40 years. Can you imagine how hard it is to have a dream and to get stuck for 40 years because someone, it's terrible. How terrible it is to be with those who are not moving anywhere. It wasn't possible to move. A new generation had to grow. God couldn't fight with that generation. Yeah. For 40 years, a new generation grew up. But today, you have a choice. Where to be? In what society to live? Where to move? And where to watch? What to dream of? Because that society where you are in, and this society too, it will always dictate you something. But what is it dictating to you? And what it's dictating to you, that will happen in your life. If that society where you live is dead, it's not moving anywhere, that's your destiny and that's your dreams. I've heard dreams of children grew up in the lives of alcoholic people, in families of alcoholics. Do you know what their dreams are? They dream of never becoming like their fathers. They dream of having a wonderful family. My dear friends, their dreams are based not on what to build something great, but of what they've seen. They have those dreams, and their dream is so small, just to be made, to be fulfilled, because their dreams are built on the family of an alcoholic, where there was never peace, money, happiness. It was a horror. Maybe they were only sleeping in their homes, but they were feeding around the neighbors in the streets. You probably know how it is about. These are the children that you've probably seen before in your lives when they are coming to ask for some food. So their only dream was just to be good people. Not to hurt their wives as their father did. But in order to start to dream of something great, you need to come out of these five houses. I'm not telling you to move, to live somewhere, but at least go on a trip somewhere. Go and see something that you have never seen. At least have a little bit of talk with business people, with anointed people who are not moving as you are moving. Talk to people who have a large view of the world or who have a great dream. And it's impossible to have a great dream if you never touch to something great. In order to have something, yeah. People without dream, those people who have never seen something great, and have never been even close to that great thing. My encouragement to you, my challenge to you, is not to make 100% sharp steps, but at least give to God the possibility to see something in your life, all of your life, in the same style of clothing. You're not tired of that clothes. Nothing else suits me. But have you ever tried something else on? It won't fit me. Did you try it? How can you tell that? At least go and try it on yourself when no one sees you. My dear friends, I'm telling you in a natural way, but I want you to hear me in a supernatural way. I'm telling you that I don't want to live as all the people live. I don't want to do what all the people do. And I don't want to inherit the same destiny as all the people inherits. Therefore I said, sorry, bye-bye. I have my own life. By the way, many people don't like us, not because we are not normal, but because we are doing what we want to do. That's it. We're doing what we like to do. We've seen that. We took it. All that we see around church is building our imagination. Based on our imagination, the desires are born and the dreams are born. And I'm giving you the guarantee right now that your dreams in your head right now are built by what you have seen before, what you have heard before. Maybe you have seen something on TV. Your dreams will never go beyond what you have never seen or places you have never visited. What shall I do, Lord, in order to see something great? Listen. Get on a plane. You know, I've always thought in my life that the church is, you know, you come there and there is 500, maybe 1,000, maybe 2,000 people in a church, yeah. Until I got into a church which was gathering on a stadium, 60,000 people in a stadium. Oh, and when I got to a church, can you imagine when you are returning back? Your dreams are changing, amen? Some musicians think that this is music, that's it. God forbid. Go and look where there is music and what kind of music there is there. My dear friends, there is no limits. There is no limit in our widening our dreams. My dear friends, the limit of our dream comes only when the limit of your worldview is coming. When the limit to your worldview came, that's it. And your dream is only here in this circle. And therefore, I'm imploring all of you, do something in this year of what you have never dreamed before. Travel somewhere. See something. You want to start a radio, you want to start a newspaper, you want to start to write a book. Have fellowship with those who are doing this. Watch. You want to start a Christian newspaper, go and talk to those people who are doing this. Travel, see, make an appointment, buy a book. Get out of what you know to something that you don't know, you've never seen. Look at something that you have never understood. Travel there where you've never been. And your dreams will immediately become different. I'm giving you the guarantee that your dreams will immediately become different because something new will come into your mind that have never been there. Oh, I just want to have something in my refrigerator. I just want a dollar extra of my salary. And that's your life. That's your only destiny. That's all your dreams. Yes, they will raise your salary for $1. Maybe you'll have something more in your refrigerator to eat. And that's it. And the most terrible thing, that's it. Because you have never, remember, you will never go beyond your dream. You'll never, neither I nor you, will go beyond our dream. As soon as our dream is over, our desire to live is over. Some people don't even have a dream, and they don't even have a desire to live all their life. Amen. The most terrible for me is to live where all the people live, to think as all the people think, and do and die as all the rest of the people. To exist as all the people exist. For me, this is, frankly speaking, something hard to understand. How can people live like that? How can people exist like that? Do you really want to desire for something great in your life? Is there someone? Give glory to God. We want that. We dream of that. Jesus. Do you want that or we don't want that? All that we grew in influences our dream and our future life. Or we can't see beyond the limits of what we've grown in and where we live. It means that you need to do something that will take you out of your daily life and will give you something that you didn't have before, ever. Amen. You know, you and my wife, me and my wife and I, we're trying to change those churches where we were. They didn't let us. They were driving us away from everywhere. And God started to speak in my heart, I won't give you success here. I'm not going to give you success here. Why, Lord? Because this society of people who will never give you the possibility to get fulfilled. Some people, for some of you, you'll be shocked now. Some people like to know nothing and to go nowhere. I met these people, and they told me, I don't want to listen to these sermons because they're making me think. I'm telling you seriously, this is a phrase that I've heard not once. I don't want to listen to your sermons because listening to your sermons, they make me think. Some people, yeah, seriously, I was shocked, as all of you are. On the contrary, other people, they want to get information that will stretch their worldview. The world, the view, they will start seeing beyond, much further, wider. Many people like to be there where it, and not to go anywhere because this is the comfort zone. Why shall we go away from here? We feel okay here. We live among people. Many of them, not just some of them, they don't want to go anywhere. Why? Because this is an effort. This is blood. This is pain. This is war. And we, as Israel, sometimes we came, we sniffed something. Oh, they live. Yeah, they live okay. Good life. Yeah. Oh, big grapes. Look at how much good things, how much glory, how much power, how much fruit. How lands, how big corporations, houses, and we walk around and we watch and we, oh, what people, who we are. We are just refugees. We ran away. God brought you here for one only reason, for you to be able to see how people live. And not just to see how people live, how it's possible to live. And to build a Russian toilet outside. I'm surprised. I see that in America they build Russian outhouses. You can make a normal toilet. You can build a normal toilet. The Americans don't understand what this hole is in the house. What is this? There is flies there, stinks there. What is that? I don't know. Explain to the poor Americans, what is that toilet? They are too clean, but God brought you here for you to learn at least to build a normal toilet. God has given us to see something. We are here today, this place. When we were there behind the Iron Curtain, so-called Iron Curtain, everything was closed for us and we were waiting for the bright future. And the bright future came for us. We are here. We're all here. Most interesting that the communists that were shouting about this, they couldn't come here. They were not allowed to come to this bright future. Praise God, we were allowed to come here. But why did God put all of us here? For all of us to see something, amen? For us to... You know, the most terrible thing for me, it was funny. And driver is coming, a professional driver is coming from Russia. And he can't pass his driving test. Have you heard of something like that? Why? Because he's a professional there. He's a professional to drive around the holes on the street. But when he was given a normal car and a normal road, he don't know how to drive. The instructor is asking, how long do you drive? For 30 years. He says, terrible. Is everyone driving like that there? No. Only those who have cars. And you know, we all need to learn again, need to pass the test again, because the world that you came from is moving not in the way that you think. You can drive with Russian driver's license on American land. You have to become a part of this system where you live. We need to do something what we didn't do there. We need to do a different step. We go to pass the test. We're learning the language. Why did you stop? Move forward. 2-3 years. What is your dream? I have my own dream. I have my own dream. What is your dream? To be fulfilled somewhere. To do. Where are you going? What are you? How are you? Why Americans are making conferences and inviting millionaires there? I visited one time such a conference. You'll be a poor man on welfare, on food stamps, and you'll go to a conference where there are millionaires and your head will start cracking because these people, they speak phrases that we don't have in our vocabulary. Because these people, they start stretching your mind so much. Because when I'm coming out of that conference, I want to start a business because they speak so much about that. And if you are a business person by your nature and you want to do something great, who was the last person you were with? Person who earned $2 and he's teaching you business? Go and talk to those people who really have success. Oh, are you a prayer person? Have you ever been on real prayers somewhere there? Those places where we heard. Do you hear me, church? I'm a prayer person. Travel there to that prayer. And you will feel that you don't even know how to pray. Can you hear me? Because you now prayed and you say, oh, that's good. But there people pray for 8 hours with a bottle of water. If you're a prayer person, You will see something that you have never seen before. You will be in an atmosphere that you have never been in. And when you are returning back, everything starts changing around you, isn't it? Victor, he is shaking his head, yeah. He traveled somewhere. And after he traveled to somewhere, Argentina. For a year and a half, he can't get rid of from his head these dreams, these desires, this, because he is seeing something that he has never seen before. Something opened in him, a missionary button that Holy Spirit pressed on when he got to the right atmosphere. Amen. How do I know who am I until I go to the business seminar? I'm not a businessman. Prayer seminar, pastor seminar. No, I'm not a pastor. But when you go somewhere else, you say, oh, this is me. This is more like me. You find yourself. And you say, I'm looking all of my life for something, but you'll never find that. Because in order to find that, you need to open yourself to something and to be in that atmosphere. You are the seed that will give fruit in the right soil. You are just not in the right soil. That's it. Therefore, you can't give the fruit because you are never being put in the right soil. But when you take this person, telling you frankly, when we visited Ukraine 2 years ago, we made an encounter there. We had an emergency. There were several people with us traveling, and one of them wasn't a minister. We didn't have ministers at all, but we had to work, you know. In one evening, I could make a minister because I had an emergency. And she's minister until this day, driving out demons, working. You can't just lay somewhere, on the field as a seed without being used. But when you get the right soil, you start growing because you got in the right place. How to get in the right place? Have you ever widened your view? Have you seen what you haven't seen before? If no, let this year, dear church, be a year of research, of testing. I'm telling you the truth. I tried myself in all the ministries. I'm telling you the truth. I was singing, I was cleaning, I was doing, I was serving. I was an usher. I did many things in church. But when I came to my place, something moved inside of me. Something clicked inside of me, and I realized that's it. I didn't say that I was established. I just realized where my place is. I realized this is the place where I get the enjoyment, the happiness. Until I tried that place, it's never clicking. It's only clicking to your church when you are getting to your place. If you are intercessor, it will click inside of you in that atmosphere. If you are prayer man, if you like to do deliverance, if you are a person who walk in glory, if you want all the people to be healed, if you want to have a home group for the glory of God to heal people there, it will click inside of you when you will get into this atmosphere. You'll realize it's yours. Do you know enough things in order to be established? Did you see enough things in order to take a decision? You know, I couldn't take a decision for a very long time until I read all the greatest people. I studied all the history of God's generals. I read and I listened and I many sermons. I have shelves, big shelves of with sermons of people who are at this time or 10 years ago, they were considered great people. I ate this all. And only after I listened everything, I could tell God about my dream. Because you don't need to read everything. You need to take everything in your sphere, what you need, And if there is something great inside of you, you'll be even greater than those that you read about and you dreamed about. Because your dream starts being based, I want to become like that person. Have you read everything about this person in order to dream of becoming like him? When you read everything about him, when I read everything about him, I said, I don't want to be like him. I want to be myself, like Jesus Christ. But God can give you and me much more than that person that you're admiring. The most important thing is not to stop on one thing and to make decisions, make quick decisions. This is something that makes us slaves. We haven't seen, we don't know, and we don't want to know. Promised land, why do we need it? We don't need it. All that we need is manna. Sometimes the birds, water from the rock, and 40 years around the mountain. Can a people inherit something great that haven't even clicked for 40 years? I'm changing the scenario. You and I are walking around the same mountain for 40 years. I'm telling you the truth. After 1 year, you'll start wailing. What kind of garbage is this? Pastor, what's happening? We have another 39 years, friends, until we die, until we all die. Doesn't it remind our friends around? Where are we going? Home. We're going home. Hallelujah. To the bright future. For your thinking to change. Your surrounding must change. I'm always telling you, change your mind. But the mind can be changed if you are in the wrong place. Your mind can't transform. How can I transform my mind? Shall I push it? When I'm reading the Bible, I want to find answers in the Bible. Amen. Be transformed by the, be changed by the transformation of my mind. Oh, okay. No, I said, how can I transform, renew my mind? Your mind is renewed only you get into a different place. For some of you, renewal of the mind is just being here. Be renewed by the transforming of your mind. How travel somewhere you have never been before. Your mind is renewed. You came there, hallelujah. You want some more renewal. Do something that you have never done before. Dima, the operator, he's in charge of all of this kitchen. Dima, tell how is your mind changing in video. Every day he is putting in there. And in his sphere, everything is changing and changing and changing. Is it changing in your life? Start reading, start traveling, seeing, praying, visiting. Your mind will start renewing immediately. You'll start dreaming of something you've never dreamed. You'll go where you've never been. Live as you've never lived before, only because a different information got into your head. That's why I'm here before you. I'm that person, that pastor, who just want to give you something that will be renewing your mind. And not to put it on the manual brake. You know, when we were sitting, we were in different churches, not one or two. As all of us are trying to find something, people didn't understand us. We are talking about a dream. My dear friends, I know my dream. You know how I see it? God couldn't show it to me plainly because this doesn't exist yet. Now your mind will start working. God came to me. He took me by hand. And he moved me in time when this is supposed to happen. And in this way, my minds were started. When I was traveling everywhere, I couldn't see anything. How can I see something I've never seen before? God needs to show you. Now we're going to read one story. It's a unique story of Abraham and God. Why? God needed to show Abraham stars. Have you never seen stars? Have you never seen dust, sand? No, this is a different sand. Oh no, these are different stars. Amen. Or my dear friends, do you understand what I am talking about here or not? I like it because I know what I'm talking about. And some of you will be taken out of your little bottle like a gene. And you're sitting there. Now I'm going to make some friction, heat, and you'll come out of your lamp. I just want to come out of our system, of this sphere. I want this, I want that. All your desires are based on what you've seen. Go on, see something else. Pastor T.D. Jason, one of my favorite teachers, he says, when I was looking for a house, I was shocked when I was reading this story about him. He said, a realtor was taking it to different houses. A house, not good house, available. He said, I have another house that was just only out on the market. Let's go and see that house. It's new on the market. Pastor said, okay. They went with the family to see that house. When the doors were opened, when I come in there, I saw a fountain, I saw stairs, I saw curtains, I saw ceiling. And he tells the realtor, can I have this? Realtor said, of course. He said, okay. My dear friends, and God tells him, you can have this. How? Me? Yes. Because you've never seen. You couldn't desire. That's why you can't have this. No, everyone has houses, but there is very little in this house, in the head. I'm telling you with the simple language. I want you to understand me with your spirit. I want you to start dreaming. You want a house, you'll have a house. 3, 5, 15 years, you'll have a house somewhere. Sometimes. Half a toilet, but you'll have a house. You know, they were telling me, I was telling that I have a dream. Oh, this is not possible. It's not possible. What are you talking about? Your sermons are out of this world. I start preaching like a lion. I'm preaching and no one understands me. You're trying to convince these people. And you don't understand what's happening. You don't understand them. They don't understand you. Some people need to leave that place. Some of you should stop tormenting other people with your dreams. You better go to that place where you know that your dreams will start working. What you're dreaming of will start moving and living. Let's read that. Genesis chapter 12. Verses 1 to 3. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
Вам нравится или нет? Нормально чувствуетесь? Чуть диапазон расширяется?
Хорошо. You like it? Is your worldview enlarging? Be renewed by your mind. Make a step. So Genesis chapter 12. Starting with verse 1. Now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show you. Please explain me, what is this? What is this? You, God, are almighty, all-powerful. What difference makes for you where I will be? It's a big difference. Couldn't God give you land where he was? No, he couldn't. He had to make Abraham dream. How to do this is to take out of his place out of the house of his father, of everything that he had. Take him to a wilderness, to a desert where there is nothing, where nothing can be. It's not just an empty land. And to take him throughout the whole world. And to tell him, this is how big your land will be. This is where your children will live. And then he's telling him, look up, look down. Let's read the second verse. I'll make you a great nation. I will bless you and make you, your name great. You will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And you, all of the families of the earth, will be blessed. So Abraham went, and Yahweh had spoke as God had spoken to him. We need to understand, for something to start moving in our life, for something to start happening in our life, you need to get out from the place where you were born. You need to leave what you have seen. And you have to start asking from God what you don't see. If you have a dream but you haven't seen, let God show you that. There were no Israel tribes in the plan of Abraham. No one knew anything about that. We understand, but God needed someone who will start dreaming, because God can't do anything without dreamers. My dear friends, our dreams is what can give God, let's say, power to work on this earth. God is looking for people who have an open heart, and he's putting something in there. Some people say, oh, these are doctors, these are some scientists, some researchers. I'm telling you frankly, these are all God's children, and he has put into the heart of a scientist something great. And having this dream that God showed to him in a dream, where he draws something, he built this thing, and we have this today. Yamaha heart, plastic knees, and, you know, we have these motors inside of us, different internal organs. You know, people can continue living even with the heart completely destroyed. That they put a new heart inside of me, which was impossible to imagine before. And we can understand that God has such a large view, and we live only in this small view. We think that we can be established only here. Tell me, please, what is your plan? Where are you moving? What do you want to reach in your life? When you will tell me your plan, I will tell you that your plan and your dream is based on what you've seen. I'm imploring you, church. I will be finishing now. But I want each one of you to start dreaming. My dream was simple. When I listen to a sermon, a preacher, I will open maybe something bold. I can't tell God this. And when I heard this, a preacher, for a strange reason, I said, Lord, I want to preach better than him. I know that I'm not there, but I know that I'm where I was before. I know, my friends, that when you start dreaming boldly, in spite of everyone, when you'll start doing something, when you'll read a book and you'll say, I will write a better book, when you'll see something. This is not a pride or some kind of... you just want to improve something that is already there. You need to see and hear something. Someone will hear my sermon and someone will say, I want even more. 100%, that's true. We are moving from power to power, from glory to glory. What is the area of your ministry? As many times, I meet so many times people who want to do something of their own out of this church. They say this church has to be the church of prayer. Others say that people have to fall down here. Others say prophecy has to be here. I say, no, if you want this, if God told you to be the man who will pray for healings, restoration, who want people to be filled, he will give you this area of influence. He will give you this range. This is the center where your mind are stretched, where you're getting food for thinking, where your strongholds are broken. You start moving. You start doing something that you've never seen or understood before. Just believe. Just believe now that God has something that you haven't seen before. God has something that you've never dreamed of. Just to do a step. Just make a step this year into unknown, into the unknown, to there where you have never been, there where you have never been before. When I came where I've never been before, there my dream started, my dear church. I just thank God for that. Some people will say, this is impertinence to ask God for something. Now, God is looking for those people who will ask for what others don't ask. He's looking for those people who will get out of this common herd and will say, Lord, I don't want this. I want, Lord, that. I want something much greater than I was born in and I saw. I want something greater. The most important, I will tell you, my small motto in life, don't be afraid of the unknown. Be afraid of inactivity. The inactivity is the greatest enemy. The inactivity will kill you. When you're not doing anything, this is the worst enemy. When a person is moving, he's making mistakes, and based on his mistakes, he's becoming better. Based on his lessons, experience, skill, his skills become sharper. When a shooter starts, when an archer starts shooting, his arrows don't reach the target. How do we become professionals? Keep on shooting, keep on going, keep on dreaming, keep on doing what you didn't do before, and in time your eye will become so sharp. It will be so united with your heart and your hand that you'll be just getting hitting the target without much effort. Because this is the dream that you're moving toward. This is what God created you for. I want to tell you that I'm always going towards the places I've never been. I always like to make a step. Last year, I've made many steps that we have never been before. Radio, TV, other things. This year, I have another thing that I need to do. Personally, for me, I always do these things. What I'm preaching, I'm trying to always do in my life. That's why I like to stretch myself. I always like to make steps, and I like to make mistakes, because based on my mistakes I can always say, is this mine or not mine? If I never tested this, how can I say, is it mine or not mine? So I will immediately realize if this is mine or not mine. This year will be a year of trial, of trying those things you've never tried, of going to those places you've never been. Give a challenge to yourself and say, Lord, I want to be in that place where I've never been. I want to listen to those people that I've never thought I will be listening to. I want to read the book of this person who will maybe help me establish in my area. Just give a challenge to yourself. God is looking for those people who, in spite of everyone, will go there where no one was before. This sounds strange in the beginning, but then those people, after the life and death, they are called revolutionaries. I'm telling you. I'm not telling that I'm one of them. I want to become one of them. I want to become a person who came out of something dark into something completely different. And in spite of all the obstacles, all the animals, God became an established person. And my dream is for all of you to become the same. Not to get stuck on one thing, but to move forward to something new. Did you take something new for you? God bless you. Let's stand up. Father, we thank you. Give glory to Him. Close your eyes. Lift up your hands and say, Dear Jesus. Raise up your hands and say, Dear Jesus. Help me this year to see what I haven't seen. Help me this year to touch something that I have never dreamed of. Widen my area. Give me new friends. Help me to see something new. give me that area, those people that I have never seen of talking to. Oh Lord, help us. Take us to those places where we haven't been to. Help us to see what I've never seen. Help us, Jesus. We want to be established. We want to see. We want to touch you, Jesus. We want to touch you, Jesus. I'm blessing this big family, Father. I'm blessing each one of them, man, woman, boy, girl, every child. I'm blessing this church. I'm asking for your cover. I'm asking all of them to come out of the normal, of what we receive by heritage. Help us to get into something new. Help us to dream of something fresh, big, great. Help us, Jesus. We give glory to you. We just give glory to you, Lord.